line, as we do on a Friday. We'll get together yet. We'll get together. Hey, Nevin. Well, good morning, firstly.
Good morning, Marty.
How are you, my friend? You all right?
Can I congratulate you on the most wonderful show? We sat down and we watched it and the pod back. So many great memories of the Eurovision because...
Oh, thank you.
Over the years, I remember cooking in the kitchen, Mum and Dad watching it in our sitting room, we're beside the kitchen and the restaurant, and running in and out and seeing who won, how did Ireland do, how did it do, but... I couldn't believe how many times we've won it. And I just thought it was a really, really beautiful programme. Well done, you. Take a bow.
Well, it was me and the rest of the
game.
But yeah. It was, yeah, we really enjoyed it. And we had great fun making it. But the memories are amazing.
Oh.
You know, and it goes back. So, it carries through from when you were a small boy in school and all of that. And I think that that's the essence of it. I think so. And plus, it's great escapism for an evening, you know,
that's
just a bit
sure.
of fun.
It's
all it
wonderful.
Is. You know?
It was just spectacular. When you saw Riverdance, like, God, my hairs were actually just standing on the back of my neck and my arms. And it was just magical. The whole thing.
Well, thank you for noting. You're very kind. Well, me and quite a few others, but still, thank you. Listen, wait till I tell you.
What?
Pepper steak. Jacket potatoes, mushrooms, onions. I had to watch them very carefully because they burnt. Green beans and asparagus. That was me last night.
Can I tell you, you are a sensation on Twitter. There's more people talking about you with your apron, doing your korma last week.
Yes, it does.
It's fantastic.
Did the steak.
It's fantastic.
Did the steak.
It's fantastic.
And, everybody's still alive, again, as I always stress. The important thing is nobody passes away while you're feeding them.
Because, Marty, like, you know, when the restaurant's open, we're talking and say, oh, I love listening to you and Marty on a Friday. We love Marty. Yeah. And they all ask me, can he cook? And I says, well, I think he does a little bit, you know. I used to joke and say, the man can't boil water.
But it was true.
Not anymore.
But it was true. I couldn't. So we're having the crack.
I'm so proud of you.
It. Ah, you're very kind. Well, we're having the crack doing it.
It's only taken 20 years.
That's all. It's taken considerably more than that. But the good thing about it is I have supervisors at home who are watching like a hawk.
But it's all about a good team.
That's right. That's what you always say.
That's the key.
That's right. Anyway, whatever happens, if once I put on the Nevin McNeen's apron, I just seem to transform into something
else. It's like your Superman outfit. I'll be wearing tights with it next.
Well. So look, what are you making me cook next week? What are you cooking today?
So I'm going to do two recipes. The first one I made last week for Imelda and the twins. We had it for lunch. Yeah. And it's a curry chicken melt. So what you do, you get a couple of skinless chicken breasts. I use the corn-fed ones. We spoke about them before. They're fed in maize. Yeah. I sprinkle some curry powder and I bake them off at about 180 for about 20 minutes. So the chicken
just as they are. You don't cut them up or anything.
No. Exactly. Well said. So you keep them.
Full of questions.
No. Very good. You keep them whole. Right. You put them onto a dish. You put about 2 or 3 spoonfuls of water, and this is important. Chicken is really, really lean, and when you have no fat, the skin is off, it can dry out. So a couple of spoonfuls of water. This is mentioned on your recipe, which will be on, of course, your website for your listeners. So you bake that off for 20 minutes, and then what you do, you let it rest for 5 minutes, which means just let it cool down. Slice it really thinly. Mm-hmm. Next thing I want you to do is get some regular, just shop-bought mayonnaise, the real stuff, not any of that light stuff.
Mm. And then
I want you to put a couple of teaspoonfuls of pesto, fresh, or you can get the little jars of pesto. You don't have to make your own, you can get fresh, good quality pesto.
Pesto, the well-known Italian thing.
Well said. So then you get some nice chia batter bread. For your listeners, this can be done on baguettes, it can be done on pita breads. I like the chia batter bread because it's like an olive oil enriched bread. Just spread over the mayonnaise. Slice your chicken, and that goes on top. A couple of little cherry tomatoes, and I know you love your tomatoes, on top. And then we put grated cheddar cheese, a little bit of pesto, sweet chili sauce, back into the oven for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes at 180. Trust me, it is to die for. It is so,
really?
It is so tasty. It is so delicious. The curry chicken, the pesto mayonnaise, a nice little big crisp salad with that. Or I know me and you, we're a fan of chips. I love chips, and I don't eat them every week or very often, but they're gorgeous with that. And that will be done in start to finish, you know, at 20, 25 minutes, because the chicken is the longest thing you need to cook. Do you know what I mean? And if you've leftover cooked chicken, you can get a little bit of curry powder, flash it underneath the grill. Bob's your uncle. You can just shred your chicken, put it onto the mayonnaise, cheese, and away you go. I use the cheddar cheese, sorry.
And Camille, did you feed 2 or 4 on that? Because you said chicken breast, two chicken breasts. So.
Yeah, well, Marty, that's a really good... I would definitely allow a minimum of half a chicken breast per person.
Right.
If it's for lunch, I think you'll get four. If it's for dinner, I think two portions.
You need one each.
Remember, you have the bread, you have the tomatoes, you have the salad. So you have a nice, substantial meal within the whole thing. Twins love this, Imelda loves this, and I'd love your listeners to give this a go. It's so delicious.
I love the sound of it.
So tasty. If you don't like curry powder, you can use Cajun spice.
Oh, right.
You can use harissa.
Yeah.
So you can spice it up if you want a bit of spice in your life.
Oh, I think that sounds lovely. Curry chicken melt. I knew a fellow once, we used to call him a melt, but that was a different thing altogether. But it's man of the melt. But anyway, I like the sound of that. I might give that a go.
It's simple.
Have you noticed I'm full of questions these days?
Yeah, you really have got the bug. I'm enjoying it. I love it. And it's great to see the pictures of you doing it and the end product.
But it's the other thing too, isn't it, that because you're not pressurised with other things, you can give yourself to this. Like, some people are painting the garden fence, whatever. Isn't that what it is?
Well, good point. Marty, can I just say, if you're thinking of writing a book, I can maybe give you a bit of advice.
Oh, thanks for that.
Marty's
Dream
Treats, I love it.
Yeah, that's right. That's, you're giving me one back. Are we sticking with the melt, or are we going to have something else?
Well, we're going to have something else. So summer berries are in season, and Bakewell tart, and I actually made this, would you believe it, when we were watching your show, I made it Saturday morning. We sat down, we had it. I give some to my father-in-law. He obviously wasn't with us. He lived down the road from us. And so I'll just quickly go through this, but it's a Bakewell tart. So your sugar pastry is your butter, plain flour, caster sugar. There's a little bit of lemon zest and vanilla. You put that into the food processor. Just for your listeners, if you're making pastry, double the recipe, put it into your food processor, mix it all up, freeze half it when you make it, and then you're way ahead of yourself. Right. This sugar pastry will keep for about a week. Are you a fan of Bakewell tart?
Kind of. I'm not a great dessert man, as you know.
Yeah.
But no. This is the thing about this is, it's very tasty. There's lots of different flavours going on, and that's why I think I do like it, to be honest.
There is, and I'll tell you what makes this a little bit different. It's the jam. So first of all, we're going to talk about two producers, which we've mentioned before.
Yes.
So Wexford Preserves, they're based in Wexford. Tom and Laura is their name. They make their jams in what we call open pot boiling, but they use all Irish fruits. Now, that's really important. A lot of fruits in jams is important. There's nothing wrong with that, but they're using Irish fruits.
Which is supporting Irish.
Well, listen, it's a win-win. And the fruits they're using, a wonderful, wonderful man, Pat Clark from Stamullen, they use his raspberries, they use his blackberries, they use his strawberries. And then there's a blackcurrant grower called Des Jeffers. He's wonderful. He's only one of, I think, only two or three in the whole of Ireland that grows blackcurrants commercially, genuinely. So, for the jam, okay, you get your raspberry jam, put it into the saucepan. This is the little twist in this recipe. You get a packet. It's a Simply Better. We've just launched them, okay? Frozen berries from Pat Clark. They're frozen, okay? They are frozen. I picked up a pack this morning myself. Keep them in your freezer. You can use them for smoothies or whatever. You put them into the jam, into the saucepan, a little bit of vanilla extract and some lemon zest and juice. And you literally stew the fruits in the jam for about maybe 15, 20 minutes. Oh, my God. Marty, see this jam on a buttered scone or a croissant, you'd cry. It is just delicious.
How long are you doing that for?
So, you put it into the saucepan, bring it to the boil, let it simmer. That means slowly cook it for about 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
Then you let it go cold. Then you drizzle it all over, you know, your tart case.
Yes.
So you've rolled out your pastry. You haven't baked it, by the way. You put your jam on top of that. And then we need to make another step. So there's three steps in this.
Okay.
The jam. The jam can be done. It'll keep for a few weeks in your fridge.
And listen, I have to ask you a question. A listener's been on.
Yes.
Where does Mr. Jeffers grow his blackcurrants?
Wexford. Yeah.
Right. I think that caller might want to go down and pick somewhere.
Fresh.
When she's allowed.
Fresh and frozen. And he's wonderful. And he used to supply Ribena. Unfortunately, the contract left Ireland, which is unfortunate. This is a new area for him. He makes the most beautiful cordials. Simply Better have been great working with him.
Good
and
for him.
I have to sing his praises because his blackcurrants are superb.
Well, it's great that he found another outlet
for his
exactly
project
as well.
Because he's passionate about it.
Sure.
So, Marty, we've done our jam and that's going to keep. We've done our pastry that can be made two or three days ahead. It'll keep for a week in your fridge. Now the topping, which is called an almond paste, but the French call it frangipan. I love the way you say that. Okay, so what's in that is 4 ounces of icing sugar, four ounces of butter. That goes into your mixer, your hand mixer. Roughly about half a teaspoonful of ground cinnamon, 2 eggs, 4 ounces of ground almonds into that, and then 1 ounce of plain flour. And you like this because I put a tablespoon of dark rum into it. Not essential, but it's delicious. You mix that all up, and that will keep in your fridge raw for about a week, but I make everything kind of fresh. So you roll your pastries, spread over your lovely jam. And the jam has got to be cold. If it's hot, it's going to ruin the whole dish. So it's got to be cold.
You could have the jam made the previous day.
Oh, absolutely. And Marty, it'll keep for a week in your fridge.
Okay.
So, and if you don't get time to do the fruits in the jam, just get that lovely jam on its own. It's still a great quality jam. Trust me when I say that. It's excellent. So then you put over the frangipan on top of the jam, sprinkle some flaked almonds in the oven, and the oven is quite high. It's about 180, and that will take about 35 to 40 minutes to bake. When that comes out of the oven, let it sit. I serve that with a little bit of creme fraiche. You'd cry. It's so delicious. It is just one of the nicest things, the Bakewell tart. The star of the show is the jam, truthfully, and really nice pastry.
That sounds lovely.
I think it's delicious.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
I like it. It's something I haven't made for a while. We do it in the cookery school, and I said to Mel, I'm going to make this. And then I said, okay, I'm going to talk to Marty next week about it, because this is the time of year that the fruits are in season. But frozen berries are excellent, because one thing, they're always picked when they're at their maximum sweetness and ripeness. So remember that. And they're great for smoothies, and if anyone's thinking of doing a simple fruit crumble, get these berries. They're all Irish growing. Simply Better have launched them, and there's nothing wrong with imported berries. I want to emphasize that, but we're supporting Irish growers, and more than ever now I think people are very conscious of that.
I think they are. So look, that's the curry chicken melt. Interesting. And the summer berry Bakewell tart. That's very good. Just a reminder again, Marty of the Morning, it's RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty of the Morning on the webpage. You'll find both recipes and the how-to. That's
and the
trick.
How-to.
Yeah, they're both lovely. They're fantastic. Listen, I'm just thinking, I saw a picture of Enda Kennedy the other day, who now looks like a member of ZZ Top. Have you, you haven't grown a beard, have you, anything?
No, definitely.
He's a big beard on him. Yeah, big beard. But you haven't, because some fellas are growing beards just for the crack of it.
No, I don't think it'd suit me, Marty. No.
Nor I. I just scruffy.
But you're the talk of the country, Marty's moustache.
No. Marty's moustache.
I love it.
I'll never shave it off now.
You will not.
I'll never shave it off now.
It's part of you.
Sure. Listen, any plans for the weekend, or can you do anything, or no, nothing?
Do you know what?
Nothing.
If the weather's good, we'll go out for a nice little walk, not too far. You know, there is, as we say, every week, there's a little bit of light coming at the end of the tunnel.
Well, there is, in fairness. There
my sister might pop up, or I might pop down to her. Surely lives up.
That'd be great. Well, you have this thing, you can do it now. You don't play golf or play tennis around, do you?
No, I played golf once for my brother's stag party. All right. And I lost more balls.
I know.
So I cannot retire gracefully. No,
I'm
I
the
won't
same. No. You can always pretend to play tennis.
That's it.
Friend.
That's it.
Hang around the course. Make a bit of a racket. Listen, I'm just thinking, Barry, do you know? Nick Barry. We'll play Nick Barry.
I love it.
And a song called Heartbeat. That'd be nice.
I love it.
Out of that. Do you see the linking? Linking
and
again.
Well done you again. That program was very special.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. Listen,
genuinely.
Keep well, my friend. Love to everybody. And we'll talk next week.
You keep cooking. You're the talk of the country.
Good luck out of that.
Bye.
Oh, good luck.
Catch you next week.
God bless you.
Bye.